The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm Gil Gross, and our good friend Pamela Gertz-Cabotti from HouseLogic.com joining us again this week, as she does each and every week. HouseLogic.com brought to you by the NAR, which features everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. Welcome back, Pamela. How are you?
Thanks, Gil. I'm great. Thanks. How are you today?
I am fine. Happy 4th of July to you.
Thank you to you as well.
And what do you have for us on this holiday?
Well, since it's Independence Day, as you said, I've been thinking about some of the freedoms we have here in America. And, of course, the private property rights that homeowners enjoy in this country are one of our terrific freedoms. We also have the freedom of speech in this country, which is a powerful force for bringing about change, even in your own community. So I thought, in the spirit of being patriotic this weekend, I'd share with your listeners how they can make their voices heard in their communities to bring about a positive change, which, of course, in turn can help enhance individual property values.
Yeah, and there are a lot of things people can do, getting a stop sign at a busy intersection. We actually just got a traffic light at a busy intersection, which is pretty cool. Some people push for better local recycling. Some people get a playground built, a park, all this kind of stuff.
Exactly. You know, and two of the best ways to champion a local cause, and they're both two great examples of free speech in action, are to write a letter or start a petition.
All right, so the humble old-fashioned letter is really still effective in getting people's attention?
You know, yes, it is. Letters, particularly personalized, non-form letters, for instance, show that you care deeply about an issue, because it takes time and effort to write and mail a letter.
Yeah, and let's face it, email gets buried with a lot of other stuff. So what do you need to include in a letter to make it, for those of you who forget what a letter is, look that up, to include in a letter to make it most effective?
You know, a good, compelling letter has seven key elements. And if you search letters at HouseLogic.com, you'll find an article that includes three sample letters that will show you these three elements in action. One of the letters is to a local official, one's to an editor, and one is to potential supporters of a cause. Of course, these are just samples. You want to adapt the formats into a personal letter so that it doesn't sound like you're sending a form letter, since, as I mentioned, it's the personal letters that are really the most effective.
Okay. Now, you talk about more effort. I imagine a petition, which has even more effort, would be an effective tactic.
Absolutely. They can be extremely effective to show a company or a local official that there's broad support for a particular issue, and they work best in conjunction with a letter-writing campaign.
Okay, and the best format for that?
Again, the simplest one. You know, you want to have a title on your petition. Under the title, you want to explain the issue succinctly, especially why it's important, just two or four sentences at most so people can read it quickly. And you want to end those two or four sentences with a concrete call to action that says, you know, we, the undersigned, support X. And then you want to leave some blank rows for names and signatures. And there are particular ways you want to set up these rows. You want to make sure you ask people for their email, their phone number, their address. But we have all that at HouseLogic.com.
What about online petitions? A lot of people, you know, you don't want to stand out in front of the grocery store and all that. So do those work?
Yes, there are a number of websites. GoPetition is one of them. There's another called Petition Spot, and one called Petition Site. They let you create an online petition, including an electronic signature function, so that's important, that ensures your support is legitimate. You know, it doesn't hurt going in on the front end to ask your local officials whether a specific format of petition is preferred, print or electronic. The only thing about electronic petitions is, if you don't have a strong community website or a strong email list to turn to, that canvassing piece is going to be harder, so it may actually be easier to stick with a paper petition.
How many, okay, before they take this kind of serious thing seriously, how many signatures should you get before you even bother submitting this?
That's a great question. So for a hyper-local issue, about 100. If it's a broader concern, you're probably going to need about several thousand.
All right, and then what?
Well, then you have to get that petition to the decision makers. So you can try to hold a meeting with your key decision makers so that you can reiterate to them in person why the issue is important. Or you can, if your key decision makers or city council is having a meeting, you can try to get time on their agenda. You don't want to forget, before you turn in that petition, to make a copy of every page to keep for your records. And, you know, you can let the media know about your petition if you're making a demand in the face of some opposition. And, you know, and a petition and letters are often part of a larger campaign for results. So,
and there's a lot more about campaigns and causes, I take it, at HouseLogic.com?
There is. In fact, our Engage section is all about getting involved with your community on causes big and small, everything from foreclosure and sustained development to things like stopping drivers from speeding in your neighborhood. And I wanted to mention this section is also, this section of the site, the Engage section, is also where homeowners can stay in touch with federal issues that impact them. Things like, you know, what Congress might be thinking about doing with the mortgage interest deduction, for example, is very important to a lot of homeowners. Mm-hmm. They can register at HouseLogic to receive updates when federal issues are heating up that could impact them. And then, you know, we'll help them make their voices heard to members of Congress as well as in their own communities. So we hope your listeners will visit HouseLogic.com for more.
Yeah, absolutely, because there's just so much that helps each individual homeowner. If you haven't been to the site yet to explore it, please go, HouseLogic.com. Pamela Gertz-Kabati, as always, a pleasure.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.